This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Oh boy, Monday morning chit-chat at the water cooler. The only reason to have done stuff over the weekend.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Jason and Alexis in the Morning, live on My Talk 107.1. And if you so choose, we're live streaming on our app. I'm Jason Matheson, and joining me every single day when she's not threatening to leave me to go help count ballots in Arizona, ladies and gentlemen, Alexis Thompson.
I can count. Good morning, Fluffy.
Good morning, buddy.
One. Don McLean. Hello.
Hello.
Hey, good morning to you. It is Monday, November 14th, 2022. Welcome to the show. Welcome to the day. Welcome to a brand new week. Welcome to your life. Welcome to International Girls Day. Welcome to Loosen Up and Lighten Up Day. Welcome to American Teddy Bear Day. Welcome to Families Wearing PJs Day. Welcome to National Pickle Day. Welcome to National Seatbelt Day. Welcome to Spicy Guacamole Day. Ooh. Welcome to Operating Room Nurse Day. Welcome to Spirit of National Speakers Association Day. Ooh. Welcome to World Diabetes Day, or as Wilford Brimley would say, diabetes. And welcome to World Orphan Days. And please, welcome to your first sip of Monday coffee.
This is, excuse me, a damn fine cup of coffee.
How the hell's your coffee? Your cup of coffee. How the hell's your coffee? Your cup of coffee.
Alexis Thompson.
Oh.
On this snowy Monday.
Yeah, it's snowing. Be careful. Turn your lights on, everybody.
How the hell's your coffee?
I just had my first few sips and wow, yeah. It's elegant.
Elegant.
With notes of maple and herbs.
Oh, wow. You sound chipper as hell. I'll save my question for you just a second.
I'm feeling much, much better.
Oh, good. Yes. There's my question. Oh. Don McLean, how the hell's your tea?
My tea is great. It's just the right temperature. I did the great, the nice cream to tea ratio.
Ratio.
Yes, and it didn't make it too cold, so I'm feeling good today.
That is good.
Yeah. And you, Jason.
Oh, well, day two, Starbucks is done with their brown sugar syrup shortage. They have it back.
Oh, so, nice.
Thanks to the people that make the brown sugar syrup. I appreciate it. Thank you very much. And to the good people of Starbucks, you're the best around. Thank you. I appreciate you. Cheers, everybody.
Amen.
Cheers. Happy Monday.
It's a good way to start the week.
That's right. Right, Wilford Brimley?
Diabetes.
Thank you. Thank you. It's World Diabetes Day from Wilford Brimley. I always knew him. He was in a show. Well, I always knew him from the oatmeal commercials.
Oh, yeah.
But he was in a show. Lex, you would have been too young. Dawn, remember that show was on NBC and it was about a big family, right?
Yep.
And he was the grandpa.
Mm-hmm. And it had that blonde boy who I had a crush on. You probably did too.
I did too. Yeah, we were about that. Because he's our age.
Yeah. It's not.
Was it our family?
I don't know.
Hold
it wasn't Dr. Quinn, Medicine Woman, because that's the first thing that came to mind. But
no.
Maybe that was on after.
That was on after, Dawn. That was a different network, girl. Different. Our House. Dawn, Our House.
That was a quality show. It was kind of like Parenthood. Yeah, but not.
What network was that on?
NBC. Shannon Doherty was on that.
Yes, that's right.
Oh.
Deidre Hall.
She was the mom.
And then Dawn, the guy we had a crush on, Chad Allen.
Chad Allen. What does he look like now?
Oh, I remember Chad Allen.
He's fine.
Oh, but I did. Now he was in Dr. Quinn, Medicine Woman.
That's right. That's the connection.
Dawn.
And
that's
we watched
connection.
Our House because Deidre Hall was on Days of Our Lives. She's Marlena, and my mom, you know, we watched Days of Our Lives in our house.
Yeah.
So that's why at night we would watch Our House. Because my mom loved
He was also
Deidre
on
Allen.
My Two Dads.
Oh.
Remember that show?
Well, you know what? He's still looking good.
He looks good. That's
Oh, I clicked on. It must have been a bad picture, but oh no. Oh, hello.
Oh.
Oh, hello.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, right? Cute. He's exactly our
okay.
age.
Okay.
That's why I liked him. No wonder he was in eighth grade when I was. And I'm like, well, he probably was homeschooled, but yeah. It doesn't look like we've seen a lot of him lately.
Mm-mm.
No.
But I did have a crush on him.
Yeah.
He's 48. He's a psychologist now.
Oh.
Is he really?
Yes.
No wonder we haven't seen him. He's doing a real job. Oh, not that actors aren't doing real jobs.
No, but yeah.
He's doing like a normal job is what I mean.
Yeah. Clinical psychologist. Yeah.
Yeah, he was everywhere.
He might be single, too. He broke up with his boyfriend.
Oh.
This is 2015.
Because he's the gay. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Dang the it. Gay. We Dang lost it. Another one.
Go home team. Homo team. Yes.
Home team advantage.
Go yes. Homo team.
All decked out in red there, Lex. Red lipstick, red sweater, red pants, red granny panties, red socks, red shoes.
I got teal tights on today.
I love it. How you feeling?
I feel so much better than I did last week. So much better. You guys, on Thursday, when I got home after the show, I took a six-hour nap, which really, is that a nap anymore? That's like multiple cycles of REM, right?
Yeah.
So when I woke up, that's when I was like, guys, I'm sorry. I had no voice. I just, whew. So Friday, slept basically all day. Saturday, pretty much the same. On Sunday, I woke up, and I was feeling better. And then this morning, even better. So...
Yeah.
Just a little scratchy, a little congested, but hey, I'll take it for how I was feeling.
Because I will say, I spoke to you briefly on Thursday.
Yeah.
After, thanks Hanson, after Hanson had confirmed.
Yes, thank you, Hanson.
It was perfect timing because I was chatting with her about something completely different.
Yeah.
And then your text to all of us came through and I'm like, hey, girl.
Hey.
I just got this. I'm talking to you anyway. I'm helping you. I'm like, she had asked me for something. I'm like, well, let's exchange favors. but anyway, but I called Lex and this is what she sounded like. Hello. Your voice Hello. Was. Yeah. yeah. Hello. Hello. It was real deep, girl. It was real deep. And I thought, oh, Lord have mercy.
At some point, you just have to go, you know what? No one wants to hear this.
Mm-hmm.
Not even me. And it hurt to talk. So.
Yeah.
It, yeah. Oof.
Well, and you got well just in time because, and I see it on the sheet.
Yeah.
And I remember this only because my nephew is similar in age to Zen.
Yeah.
My nephew Finnan, we just had his third birthday party last night.
Oh.
So Zen's three.
He's three today.
Yeah. Yes.
Happy birthday. He's out the hoo-ha. Yeah. We made it. We're still doing it. Oh, man. I'm celebrating for me and my husband as much as I am for that kid still being here.
As you should.
Oh, yeah. Gosh, sometimes I still think, like, wow, I'm in charge of him. Wow, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man, but yes, he's three today, and they may or may not celebrate at school.
what are the rules?
Okay, so they'll celebrate no matter what. They know it's his birthday, but you can pay, of course, to do something a little extra special, which is cupcakes. They'll sing to him anyway, but they blow up the bouncy house. And that he's the first one in, last one out when it's other people's birthdays and his own, of course. They did it last year. But especially now, he's just really looking forward. He's got his Spidey outfit picked out, which we saw each other yesterday, Dawn.
Yes.
That same jumpsuit that he got. I was like, really? But he's all ready.
He loves it.
Yes. And so because we had such a thick week, because he was out for most of last week, because, you know, I got it from him, my sickness, because kids and germs and they pass it around. And
yeah,
my immunity is just Yeah, I've never been sicker.
Yeah, in these 3 years, it's like
right. Yeah. So anyway, so he wasn't in daycare for most of the week. He did go on Friday, which I think was a big part of me healing and getting better, just resting. And we forgot to tell the teachers, oh yeah, we're in. We want to do it. We're going to pay the extra money, so do it. So I left a message and a voice message. I'm hoping that they'll get it, and it's not a big deal to just blow the bouncy house up and get some cupcakes, you know?
Is it okay that it's snowing, though?
Oh, they do it inside.
Oh,
inside. They do it inside. Inside or outside, depending on the weather. Gotcha. But there's, they have like a big rec room.
Of course.
That they blow that baby up in, and So we'll see. I said maybe, if it doesn't work today, we can maybe do it tomorrow. I mean, he'll celebrate for 2 days.
But
he gets it. This is a fun part because he really understands what's going on.
Yes.
And so he was singing a happy birthday to himself. We opened some gifts over the weekend with family and friends who sent stuff,
So he's getting it. He gets it that it's his day.
He gets it. He's like, my birthday. It's my turn. All right.
Attaboy.
When I saw him yesterday, I did try to speak a little bit of Spanish to him. And Jason, his face was like, what are you trying to do?
Yeah.
It was hilarious.
What are you doing, he's lady? Like,
he immediately stopped, though, and looked up because I was speaking Spanish. And he goes, I mean, he had a look of disgust. He wasn't in a good mood anyway. Yeah. At the time, he was like...
It was nap time.
It was nap time. But then when I just dropped some Spanish, he just could not... He did not want to hear that at all from anybody but Anhel.
Yeah. Well, get back, lady.
That's a good distinction, Dawn, because I was like, yeah, I'm used to that face too. Because every time I try to speak Spanish, he looks at me like, no, we don't do
Poppy.
That.
This is language with Poppy language. It's our secret language. Why do you know it?
It's oh, like, God. What's happening?
So funny.
Yeah.
Well, when we come back, as you just heard, Lex and Dawn saw each other yesterday at Twin Cities Con. We'll get the dish on that huge event over the weekend, plus Pokemon, broken items, and a dog at the vet. It was an exciting weekend for the three of us. That and more when we return. I feel like I'm at the Enchantment Under the Sea dance.
Oh, yeah.
Back to the Future.
The Slinky.
Welcome back. Jason and Alexis in the morning. Everything entertainment, everything Katie Couric.
Do you smoke a lot of pot?
It's a personal question, Katie.
Whoa.
Kind of blunt there, Katie. Seriously.
Blunt.
Blunt. No, get it? Yeah. Get it?
Dad.
Yeah, it's a dad joke for Alexis. Yeah, since she's feeling better. Crazy weekend. Crazy busy weekend for the three of us. Both Dawn and Alexis. And a lot of you, I had all intentions of going, but I'll tell you why I didn't make it yesterday. In just a second, went to Twin Cities Con.
Woo.
How was it?
Fantastic. Thousands and thousands and thousands of people showed up.
Mm-hmm.
For lots of different reasons. Just to go to a con, which was really fun, just in general, to see people in cosplay. And, the fandoms all coming together. Big stars. Saw Sean Astin and Elijah Wood, Mick Foley, they both look fantastic. Fans were just having a great time. They did photo ops where there was a plexiglass between them. It was a photo with both of them. So you just they'd kind of stand right next to the plexiglass and you'd come on the other side and take a quick picture.
Really? You couldn't get right next to them? You were divided by plexi?
No, because there were so many people that wanted a picture that it was just like... The great thing about this con, we talked to Ben, was it last Thursday?
Yeah, last Thursday.
He's a pro.
He is. He does them all over the country, but he's moved here because of the culture here and how great the cons are, or that he wanted to create. And you could see he did just an amazing job. It's a well-oiled machine. They're just in, out, take the pictures. Now, when they signed things, they took more time, of course, to, talk a little bit with the fans, but they got him in and out, so
that was a different price point.
Big time.
Totally.
Different price point.
It is.
For a photo and something signed by both of them, it was like $400.
Yeah.
So
Yeah. Wow.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Okay.
Yeah. So there was that, and that was fun. And yeah. Then, of course, there's makers there, and then you could buy all different things from your favorite comic books and shows and superheroes and the whole thing. So it was just a really fun time. Yeah. And my kid got a new Captain America shield. Oh. So he was very, very happy about that. It was a big adult size, which it kind of warps.
Oh my God, I was going to say, yeah. It covers his whole body. He's such a small little guy.
But he kept looking at it like, Captain America shield. And they were right at stroller level, you know, because they would display it down at the bottom of the table.
Dang it.
So I was like, ah. And then I was like, okay, it's his birthday, and he loves Captain America. So he was just...
Thrilled.
And it was nap time. So yeah, Don, when we ran into each other at the con, it was like, oh. But you found some cool things. There were so many cool 3D artists, because you know I'm kind of into that right now.
Yeah.
And they made some really neat things. You got some cool things.
I did. I got some dice that were, you know, like D&D dice, mini dice that are earrings that they 3D printed. They have 15 3D printers that are going all the time. That's why that they had that full booth of all those awesome things. I got a Twin Peaks poster that says "Welcome to Twin Peaks," but it looks like an old school, like 1960s
tourist poster.
Yeah,
thing.
Tourist
yeah.
poster. Yeah, and
that's great.
I got a Dorothy Barbie from Old School Toros.
Yes.
So Yeah, she is missing one of her ruby slippers, but the 3D printer people are going to make me one.
That's the coolest thing.
Yeah, so, and then some other things, just little things here and there.
Now, you also, Dawn was a little busy beaver. You went, were you at MOA too playing Pokemon?
Oh, yeah, I did. I went to a community day, which I haven't been to in 2 years, with my Pokemon friends, Nick and Lusa, and... They had to really reteach me how to play because so many things have changed, you know? And
yeah.
So that was a lot of fun.
It was Saturday, I would guess?
It's Saturday, and you can go anywhere to do this, but Mall of America has so many people that gather there.
Yeah.
That's like, it's an easy place to, and there's so many Pokestops within the mall that you have a higher chance of getting shiny Pokemon, the goal, and getting really cool raids, like Pokemon from raids. So I just...
And meeting new people was probably fun.
No.
Oh, okay.
Maybe not.
We didn't meet new people.
That
but...
was the best answer ever.
No, you didn't?
No, sometimes we do, but like they know people, and then we'll team up together. So normally... Yeah, I would say that. Yeah.
Okay.
We just kind of like, we've got our heads in our phones. And
well, is there a limited like Jigglypuff sparklies?
So that shinies?
Or shinies. So once it's done, it's done. Or
it's different for everybody.
Oh.
So it's all unique to your own Pokemon app. So yeah. It's really weird. If you're ever around when it happens, I'll show you how many Pokemon like appear at once.
Wow.
As a person who, and again, my weekend was completely different than what we thought it was going
to
be for various reasons.
You normally go to the mall, and I see you.
Yes, I usually see Dawn, and Colin and I get the biggest kick out of, and not in a judgmental way, because hello, we're nerds too.
Yeah, I don't care.
I love Pokemon Saturdays at the Mall of America, because it's so funny just seeing everyone looking down on their phone.
Yeah,
so.
You got to look up every now and then, because you're walking.
When we come back, why my weekend did take a detour, plus big stories of the day coming up as well. Stay with us.
And now on Jason and Alexis in the Morning, a message from our sponsor from like the 70s or 80s.
Gus Witherspoon had a peaceful life until his whole family moved in.
You've been taken over by the invasion of the body snatchers.
Does Gus have the nerve to put up with this lively bunch?
Don't you ever bet I don't have the nerve.
Wilford Brimley stars in Our House, Sundays this fall.
Da, da, da.
This has been a Jason and Alexis classic commercial.
Da, da, da.
We now return you to our regularly scheduled mediocre radio show.
That's right. There it is. That's right. That's what I remembered the premise. Deidre Hall with his daughter who moved in. With the teenagers. That's right. That's what it was. Moved in with her dad. Yeah. Jason and Alexis in the Morning. Live on My Talk and live streaming all over the place. We're very messy. on mytalk1071.com. A little tease here. Coming up later today, probably tonight, the newest episode of Two Fairy Godfathers will drop. And this time, you guys, you know, we've heard from folks and they say, hey, they always binge our podcast before they go on a trip. Well, so many things have changed that we're going to redo kind of single topics. And one of them is everything you need to know about lightning lanes. We're going to kind of redo that since the last time we did that, they were called fast passes. So that's what the new episode's going to be about. So it'll be very important for you to listen to those. Yeah, very helpful. So that'll drop later tonight. I mentioned gratitude in my commercial there for AAA Movers. So I mentioned before the break, it's kind of a theme. I mentioned before the break that we had every intention of, or at least myself, Colin is still a little stiff, so getting around isn't the best, but he had a little surgery. Mm-hmm. But I had every intention of going to Twin Cities Con because we had on the Jason show on Friday, and they were a trip. We had the two men, well, the one from Britain, Dickie, played like five different characters in Return of the Jedi. So Dickie was on the show, and then John, who played Boba Fett, and a pilot in Empire Strikes Back. And they were on my show on Friday, and they were so great. They had so many great stories. I could have talked to those guys forever. And the fact that this is kind of an accidental second career for them is so fascinating to me. Dickie, who's from the UK, he didn't even realize who he was. I'm sorry. Yeah, Dickie was Boba Fett, actually. John was a pilot in Empire that was with Luke. And Dickie had to be told about 10 years ago. Dickie had to be told by his daughter who he was. She goes, "Daddy, you know you're Boba Fett." And he goes, "Who?" She had to show him who he played, like stunt-wise. He wasn't he was in the costume for stunts and stuff. And he didn't even realize. He didn't. And then he was in the sail barge that Luke knocks him out on Jabba's sail barge in Return. So they were a trip. So they got me excited. Not that I wasn't already from our guest on Thursday and seeing Lex and Angel, but our weekend took a turn because my poor baby, my poor Dex, my little George Clooney, he's getting gray, he's getting older, and he's getting a little arthritis in his back legs. Aww. So he sometimes drags his foot a little bit. And it caused a little, like a rupture, or it caused one of his toenails to mess up.
Oh.
And he was bleeding all over the place. So that was bad enough. But because he was bleeding, we were at my in-laws, he was bleeding all over the place. We put this little boot on him. Oof. Well, I fell asleep and we didn't take the boot off. And I woke up, he came over to me to my bed. Colin and I, when we crash over there, because we're big dudes, we sleep in separate rooms, and I take Dexter, my in-laws take Biggie. So Dexter comes over and wakes me up, like, which is rare. Dex leaves me alone, but he's like, his big old head's in my face.
Mm-hmm.
I took off the little sock, and it had become infected, and his foot looked like a Warner Brothers cartoon character. So I wake up Colin, and I'm like, ah, crap. So I called once again, the good folks at, Blue Pearl Emergency Vets here in Eden Prairie. And, you know, they have both of our boys on file. And, I drove down there and my goodness, this story is just a vehicle for appreciation and gratitude because, these people work really weird hours. You know, this was really early in the morning and they work really odd hours and they were so delightful. They were so loving and so caring and patient. They got us right in and fixed Dexter right up. The good news is even the 30-minute drive from Anoka to Eden Prairie, I let Colin go back to bed. I took him. And even that drive, Dexter's little foot had basically returned to normal. But I still wanted them checked out.
Yeah, definitely.
And, yeah. So I get Bubs out of his nickname is Bubs, the Bubs. I pick Bubs up and I'm like, I lifted up the back and I was so grateful.
I was worried. I'm like, oh God, please, please, please let the door. Okay, as the door opens, please let his foot not be bigger. Please let his foot not be bigger in this half hour. And I, the door opened and I immediately looked at his little foot and it was, again, kind of back to normal. So I picked him up and I brought him in there and they took good care of him. And then I saw, and what made me doubly appreciate these folks and what they do for all of us pet lovers and pet owners, there was unfortunately a family in there that obviously got some bad news. And there were two little girls that were crying. And it just broke my heart. But looking at the professionalism of the staff, I looked at all of them. They were so great and so caring. And I just wanted to take a moment to say thanks to the vet community. Thanks to the Blue Pearl, especially. They've helped us several times. Biggie got sick last Thanksgiving. His little tummy was having issues and they helped Biggie. So now Dexter has a cone. He hates it, but he has a cone. A cone. Oh, like Parker Posey, a cone. he has a cone on his hand, but his little foot's getting better and he's going to be fine. But he just kind of looked at me. Colin put the cone on him. When Colin comes over, oh God, he did. The look, because he, as Dawn, when Lex has met him now too, but he has very, any boxer, but Dex has very expressive facial features and his eyes.
Tells
you everything you need to know.
And the big brown eyes, he just looks around.
And he looked at Colin, and I'm like, because I said, Lex, Colin, could you put the cone on him? Because I didn't want to do it. He put the cone on him, and as he's coming toward Dexter with the cone, Dexter's face was really, truly like, bitch, please. I mean, really, like, just really. Like,
he doesn't make the connection.
No, he's like, I really need to put this on, really?
I promise I won't lick it, I promise.
So I promise.
Is there, like, a solution to that's more permanent? Because he's going to continue to drag his feet a little bit.
Yeah, we have an actual like softer boot now that if he's going to be, because what happens is it's not the daily rubbing. It's when he goes out to the in-laws and he runs and runs and runs and runs and gets his exercise.
There's
hard asphalt out there. When he gets into trouble because, you know, it's good and bad. He gets his exercise and they have 6 acres and he runs like a little demon, but it just causes him sometimes to have some boo-boos. But the vet has a little actual boot. We had to mock something up just to stop him from bleeding all over my mother-in-law's couch. Aww. But no, so just a moment of gratitude. Vets, oh God, they work so hard and awful.
Truth.
Yeah, right. And awful hours. And I just, the stress and, there's a little dog that came in that was like trying to put the muzzle on this little terrier, and that dog wanted nothing to do.
Terrier.
I know. Well, this terrier was not about the muzzle. But anyway, thanks, vet community. Thank you. I love you. Should we give something away? Mm-hmm. We meant to do it last time, but that segment's so short we ran out of time.
Yes. We have a pair of tickets to see Beauty and the Beast at the Ordway Theater at the opening night performance on Wednesday, November 30th at 7:30 p.m. 651-641-1071. Caller 7. My brain stopped and said, is that
what
right?
What Dawn said.
Please make sure you can go. Once again, November 30th only, Wednesday at 7:30 p.m. Call now.
Call me now. Mm-hmm. When we come back, some big stories of the day, including the latest on the Aaron Carter estate. What's happening with that? And Elon Musk has pissed off the wrong person. That and more when we come back.
Now the big deal.
It's colossal. It's stupendous.
It's massive.
It's so big you wouldn't even believe it.
This is huge news.
What's so big about it?
Well, several things are big about it. First, Elon Musk has pissed off the wrong person. Right, Don?
Ooh, oh my God.